charity event?
Maybe a neighborhood festival. Maybe some construction at the house. What do all of those events have in common? Bathrooms. Everybody has to go to the bathroom. So what are you going to do? R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. They're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. If you didn't have R&R Sanitation, you wouldn't have Mardi Gras in St. Louis. You wouldn't have the Cottonville St. Patrick's Day Parade. You wouldn't have the St. Patrick's Day in Dogtown or downtown. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, means they're cleaner, longer. The only union toilet on the Missouri side of the river. Better service. They're picked up and dropped off at a moment's notice. And yes, Martin, if you want it on the parade route, you can get it. R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, they're better, they're cleaner. Don't use the competition. R&R Sanitation. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Phillips 66 strives to be the neighbor you can depend on, whether it's for their performance gasoline or to satisfy an ice cream sandwich craving. Phillips 66, proud to be here.
That's right. It's Monday. Time to talk a little tech talk. If you have a question, you have a cell phone question, you have a computer question, a flat screen TV question. I think I've picked up my very last tube TV this weekend. It was one that we had. I set it out in the garage. Holy cow, are those things heavy. And I think I've now moved my last one. I'm going to have a guy come pick it up. Got a DVD player built in it.
I still have one, the Sony. It weighs like 150 pounds.
Yeah. And one of the reasons you don't want to get rid of it is because nobody can pick it up. You can break your back picking it up. We're going to talk a little tech talk. I have something to share, and then so does Jose. And now would be the time that you call and get on the screen. It's first come, first serve. He'll be happy to answer your questions. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or 888-550-KTRS. Jose's brought to you by Oric and the locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Check out the new Magnesium RS Vacuum Cleaner, as well as all the other great vacuum cleaners and all those other products that are so inexpensive but can make your home a much better place and a cleaner place. Things like stain removers you didn't even know were out there that are better than what you've been buying. Oric, be sure to tell me your AM and the PM. Give it up, if you would, for Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
So here's my contribution. Father's Day, I get a text from John Carney that says, Happy Father's Day. Now, the first thing I want to say is most men that I know don't text each other Happy Father's Day. In fact,
I got that text also.
Well, to show you how common it isn't, he's the only one that I got. Okay, no other guy. But I noticed, too, it said from John Carney, Happy Father's Day. And I thought, well, that's nice that he singled me out. But then it said you and nine others.
So then what happens, he sent one text out and just added 10 recipients.
Yeah. So then what happens is everybody who responds to him, my phone, and I don't even know who these people are.
It becomes a conversation. Yes, you get every
gang texts. Yeah. So I would say to Mr. Carney, that's very nice that you did that, but please don't ever text me again gang texting me, where I have to read all the people responding to your Happy Father's Day text. Hey, big boy, see you in a couple of weeks. I didn't even know what they were talking about. But Jose said he has a couple of guys that he sent Happy Father's Day texts to. But you have to admit, it's not really common. It's nice, but it's different.
They're close friends.
Okay, well, they need to be. And that was it. I just, the warning, don't gang text people. Because you have to get then all of the responses back.
Did you respond to his text?
Yeah, I responded, you too, T-O-O. You, like,
you actually typed it out?
I type Y-O-U-T-O-O. No, I don't do
You're
the letter
school.
U and number two. Oh, no, I wrote it out. And I realized that nine other guys got from me, you too. So that was all I had to offer. It's all yours, Jose.
Got a couple. Well, actually, I have a series of emails too that are going to make sense to a lot of people. The first one I've been receiving a lot of is spam. Spam is up. The one that I got that we're going to talk about is that he had ordered something from UPS, and he got a notice in his email that UPS came on and 2 days before this notice came to him in his email that they tried to deliver it and that they couldn't, that somebody wasn't home or they weren't able to deliver it, and that if he would open the attached file and fill out that information and send it back to the people that sent it to him, then, you know, they would figure out how to get it delivered to him.
And most people, I think, would have a tendency to open that because somebody could be UPSing you a gift
right.
or something, or bought something
right.
for you.
And unless you've signed up for UPS notification, the UPS people will leave you a note on your door. They're not going to send you an email because they don't know what your email is from the people who sent it to you. Second of all, if the attachment is a .zip or it's a compressed format, you don't want to open it. That is definitely spam, because any document they're going to send you is going to be a .txt, a .doc. It's not going to be a compressed format. And the third one is, normally they will send it to a lot of people. Your name isn't necessarily in that to field. So if you'll open it up and see all the, if it was sent to more than just you, that's going to be a spam message.
Okay.
The second one I get is a lot of people that have got systems that are 5 or 6 years old, and their basic question is, should they upgrade to Windows 7 or reinstall Vista or whatever it is they're running, or should they get a new machine? This one is from Todd. For Todd, I would recommend, it's going to be about $150 to buy the 32-bit version of Windows 7. He can get it and install it, certainly. The other one would be, for another couple hundred dollars, you can get a brand new system that comes with a warranty. 6 years is starting to get a little long in the tooth for machines, but it can be done. You can convert them over.
And when you say 6 years is long, doesn't that depend on how much you use it? If somebody only goes to the computer, if they turn it off and they'll go 3-4 days and not, you're going to get more than 6 years. But most people with computers, they're on it a lot.
No, they leave them running mostly.
But still, all those parts are 6 years old.
Yeah. Every time you turn it on, there's a little electrical spike. That's a big debate amongst technology people.
Do you leave it on or do you
turn it off?
And I've heard arguments for both sides. What do you think?
I leave them on.
Yeah.
Just because it brings them to a constant temperature internally. It's not a heating or cooling. There are a lot of people that turn them off. You know, mean time to failure is mean time to failure. It's an average number of hours.
Now, you know what? I do sleep mode. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
Amazon is expected to introduce a new smartphone Wednesday. They're basically going to sell a device at cost like they do with their Kindle tablets. They're trying to drive their Prime subscribers to make it easier for them to order from the site. So those apps will magically be built into your Amazon phone where you can just push a button and order stuff.
Hey, how about the Cricket deal? Is that a good deal? Cricket?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a cellular company.
It looks like a good deal. There's no contract.
Right.
All right. Good to know.
Because they lease space on cell towers like everyone does.
So your coverage will be as good with Cricket.
Yeah, as long as they got a leased contract with it. AT&T doesn't have their own set of towers everywhere. Verizon doesn't have their own towers. I mean, they have some. These other companies, NetZero or Net10, Walmart's got a couple. You can get some at Dollar General. All these people just have lease contracts that say, when this device connects to your tower, send us the bill.
And Magic Jack, you just need what? Wi-Fi, right?
You need some connectivity to the internet.
Okay. But if you have that, that makes sense to me, too.
Yeah.
Magic Jack.
Yeah. Voice over IP.
Yeah. All right. We have a couple lines open. I'm going to give these numbers one more time. It's the last time I'll give them. If you don't get in, we'll wrap it up here. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. This is Jeff. Jeff, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose. Hello, guys.
Jeff, thank you.
Hallelujah. AM all day long, for that matter.
Right.
And Jose, in regards to spam, that's why I love Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll give you that big red box that you don't want to open this, and I wouldn't have anyway, but it's nice to have that. Here's my issue. I want to kind of play around with Windows 8, so I got curious, and I went looking to see if there's any online simulators.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing one from Network Overloads. CNET has something, and I even saw DeviantArt had and I've heard that name before, had an online Windows simulator. Is that going to harm my system? Would it be better just to get involved with an online one as opposed to downloading one?
If you do it online, it shouldn't affect the current operating system because you'll be accessing it through the browser.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. That's basically what I wanted to know. I just want to kind of take a look at it and look around a little bit and see what it looks like.
Now, if you decide to head that direction and you want to keep your old installation, if you will make space on the hard drive so that the old operating system doesn't allocate the whole thing, Windows 8 will install dual boot, where you can boot to Windows 8 or you can boot to your old system.
Oh, I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you that. That's good. What about putting in two drives? I mean, can you do it that way?
No, the drives need to be together.
Okay.
It has to be a physical partition, not two logical partitions.
Okay, great. All right.
All right, Jeff.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the call.
Good luck.
Let's go to Brian. Brian, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, so the other night I was on iTunes, and I had a big problem. And my wife said, call Jose, so I'm listening to my wife.
Okay.
So my question is this. I have about 10,000 songs on my iPod.
Whoa!
And I didn't buy all 10,000. Most of them are my old CDs over the years.
Can I stop you and ask you a question with that many songs? Because I only have, I think I have 500 songs. Is it all one type of music, or are you all over the place with your music?
No, I'm from the old twangy country up to the heavy metal.
Wow, you got everything.
Yeah, so my neighbors kind of enjoy when I turn the music on because they don't know if they're going to hear Dean Martin or Johnny Cash or...
Good for you, man.
Huh?
Good for you. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
I figured with 10,000 songs, you must like
some variety.
A lot of different kinds of music.
Yeah, and I get pretty bored, too, sometimes, so I always try to find new music.
Well, you must be married. You married?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Well, that's why you're bored.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead with your question to Jose.
So my question is, I went and have downloaded probably 2,000 songs off iTunes, and the other night I went and completed one of my albums, which was the Allman Brothers album. Everything I downloaded two nights ago will not let me play it, nor will it let me like put it on a playlist or anything, because it says this computer is not authorized for this account.
Okay.
Now, my computer authorizes only my phone and my iPod.
Okay.
And no one else has access to it.
Okay.
So why would all of a sudden it not let me, like, play the music because it says it's not authorized with this account?
It could be several little sort of idiosyncrasies or ticks. There could be registry errors. There could be a lot of things. Have you tried logging into iTunes and reauthorizing the machine?
Yeah, I did that. I unauthorized my boy's iPod from there, and I reauthorized it, and I can listen to my old stuff that I downloaded three nights before up to 3 years ago, but just this like new album, and there's like two or three different songs it will not let me do.
I don't know what the digital rights management would have been for the Allman Brothers album as to why it would be hanging up.
It was Allman Brothers, but out of that album, for example, it lets me have three of the songs, but not six of them. And it doesn't let me have Bad Company, two songs, but
and tied to the whipping
everything
post.
That I did in that night.
Have you tried reburning the album again?
No, I haven't tried that.
Because it's not like you're purchasing it again from the iTunes store. The first thing I try is reburn it again and see if it was just a glitch with that particular CD.
Okay, well, because when I was doing that, when I was burning it, it said there was an interruption with the system and there was a problem, and I didn't read all the details.
Yeah.
And then when I went to play it, then I went, oh, shoot, I should have read that.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. Is it the iTunes glitched doing the conversion?
Okay. All right, and then your other question was, my computer's probably 7 years old. It's an XP, whenever XP first came out. How often, the other guy had the same question. So if I come into you and say, hey, I need music for 10,000 songs, and that's basically what I use it for, is just music, is it about a $300, $400 computer, or is it like the $1,000 like it used to be?
Oh, no. You can get desktops. Laptops are in the 250 to 300 range. You can get desktops for 200, 250.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
They're running
from Illinois. Where are you located at?
Where am I located at? I'm located at the radio station.
Well, he's not a retailer. Well, Jose's not in the computer business. He doesn't sell.
You're kidding
me. No, he doesn't sell computers.
Oh. Okay.
I work here at the radio station.
He's our tech guy.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a store or something, and I just never mentioned it.
Maybe you ought to open a store. You already got a customer.
Yeah. Right? Hey.
Yeah, I travel to you. All right.
All right.
Well, thanks a whole lot.
All right, Brian, thank you. Thanks for listening. This would be Beth. Beth, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Beth.
Hi. I have a question about, I try to upload photos from my Picasa account, and it won't to Walgreens, and it won't let me. I've done it in the past, and all of a sudden now it will not. Walgreens website keeps saying it's unavailable. I've contacted Walgreens, and they have given me their website to change my password and different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that. I've tried to do that, but when I go into the actual Walgreens account on my computer, it just says website unavailable. So
what's
I don't know what's going on.
What browser are you using?
Yahoo.
Yeah, no. What, Internet Explorer?
Oh, yes.
Google Chrome, Firefox?
Google Chrome.
You're using Chrome?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're logged into your Google account. Is that correct?
Well, I guess.
Okay. The one thing you can try with the Picasso account...
Hang on one second. Beth, what are you doing with your phone? Because it's making a lot of noise.
Oh, I'm riding my bike. Sorry.
Shouldn't do that. That's not good for you anyway. You've got to have a heart attack. You know, heart disease, the number one killer of women. Get off that bike and go eat a piece of pie. That would explain it because now the noise stopped. I'm
okay.
Sorry. I had to stop her because it was getting so we could hardly hear her.
Can you log out of the Picasso? Is there a log out function on the Walgreens site that'll physically log you out and let you try and log back in?
I can't even get in. No, I can't even sign into it.
Hmm. And you're not having any trouble with any other sites?
Nope.
Huh.
You may have stumped.
I guess the first try would be to download like Firefox and see if you can get to it from Firefox, or if you have Internet Explorer installed on your machine. See if you can get to it from Internet Explorer. That will answer a series of questions about whether it's your machine alone or just that software trying to get to the Walgreens site.
Okay.
All right.
I'll try that.
Good luck. Beth, where are you riding? What part of town?
I'm over by Marine or Edwardsville, Illinois.
Oh, okay. I'll be over there tonight. Maybe I'll see you. I'll be in Maryville tonight. Hey, how old are you, Beth?
I'm your favorite age, Frankie. I'm 54.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you, Beth.
Welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, I just read a great article called 54 Give Me More. Terrific article about how 54 is a woman's sexual peak. Well, once again, we learned a lot, huh? From the master, the tech master general. I'm the joke master. You'll be the tech master general of the United States, Jose Hernandez. If you have a question and didn't get through or weren't able to get to a phone for whatever reason, here is his email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. Please don't forget that the folks at ORIC and the locally owned and operated ORIC Home Care Centers make this segment possible. Stop in when you're near one and look at all the great products. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. Crowd, standing ovation every time. John Londoff is on the phone. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm having a really good day today.
Oh, that's great to hear. You sound great, and belated Happy Father's Day to you.
Well, you as well. And I had a good Father's Day because I got to spend a lot of it with my grandson's. Well, my grandson got to spend it with his father's father, which would be me.
That's pretty
cool. We babysat overnight, and that was an interesting experience.
I bet it was.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. You'll see. Fun. You'll
that's
see
great.
One day.
It's one of these days, you doggone right, I will. Can't wait. But we had a great weekend. Business was really good, and I will have to say that for a day in the middle of the month of June in St. Louis, Saturday was about as good as it gets.
I think so too.
Oh, it was the perfect weather. It was.
I mean,
perfect.
Mimi and I were like, "This is unbelievable." It's just a gorgeous day, and we were still really, really busy until a little bit later then in the afternoon into the early evening. People were like, "All right, we're done shopping for a car," but they've come out in numbers today to check out the great inventory that we have here.
Let me ask you this. Monday, I've always heard, is a pretty good day for most car dealers. Is that true? Because people come Sunday and kind of nose around.
You know, Frank, because of you and your great listeners and the entire show.
Here comes every day.
Jan and Dan, every day.
And every day's a holiday at Holiday Hill.
Wow.
You remember that? You remember that when you were a kid? Every day's a holiday at Holiday Hill. That was the theme
sing
for
that again.
Every day's a holiday at Holiday Hill.
You have a good boy.
I'm no Dan Strauss.
But
you have a really good voice.
That was that the 60s or something? Holiday Hill was like a little amusement park.
Oh, yeah, and that's where a lot of the schools had their school picnic.
Yeah.
And Holiday Hill and Chain of Rocks. Chain of Rocks Park.
Chain of Rocks Park was the other one.
Yeah, the good old days, huh, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? If you say that, it makes you sound old, but there was a lot about it that really was good. There had been no 9/11. Every other 20-something-year-old wasn't tattooed on 90% of their bodies. People didn't use horrible, disgusting, foul language in public places. They had respect for each other. There's a lot about it that was good.
Well, you know, coming up with, you know, talking about Father's Day and how really the two of us connected because of my sons.
That's right.
And, you know, Mimi.
What was that noise? You okay? You okay?
No, I'm fine. I'm just clearing my throat.
Okay, all right. We just want to make sure.
I'm in the middle of something that's very important.
He's telling a touching story here.
Clearing my throat. It's a natural you know, occurrence. People have to clear their throat, okay? But I, like, cough.
Oh, no, hang on. Is that McGraw?
Yeah.
Is that his?
Yeah, that's
no, don't answer it. Don't answer it.
All right.
He's a new program director, and he doesn't probably like
it. Yeah, we have a no-clearing throat memo going around.
Yeah, he sent out a memo. Let me read you, John, what
McGraw
he said.
McGraw likes me a lot.
John, let me read what he... This
John
is
McGraw
his,
likes me a
this
lot.
This is his latest memo to all on-air personnel. There will be no coughing or clearing of throats on the air. It sounds unprofessional, and I don't care if it's any of
you. What if you're What if you're a client?
Let me finish. Let me just finish the email. Let me finish the email. I don't care if you're part of the regular on-air staff or if it's a paying client. That's what it says.
Whoa.
If anyone clears their throat or coughs on the air, they should no longer be allowed to ever be on the air again. Sign Program Director McGraw.
Wow.
Those are his words.
Wow.
Yeah. That's strong. That's very strong.
We don't agree with it, John.
No, we don't agree with it, and we're ignoring it. See? Way to go, Dan.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sometimes you got to be a rebel. There.
Yeah.
You got to clear your throat in the face of authority.
Yeah, you sure do.
You know, it's this time of year. I just, you know, got to clear my throat as often as I can. I was saying, when we first met, which ironically this weekend was, there was a race at Gateway, and that's where you and I met. It just seems like yesterday, Frank, doesn't it?
It sure does, John.
I mean, it seems like yesterday.
Oh, hold on. Dan wants to do his impression of race cars. Go ahead, Dan.
Wow.
That's great.
Wow, that was good.
Oh, I bet you're smiling, Dan, aren't you? And you do something big on the show. You're so excited.
Oh, yeah. I pride myself on it.
Smile, closes his eyes, gets all excited about himself. But here's the deal. You know, you were admiring just how... awesome my sons were, and they still are, but they were at a younger age then. That's about 9 years ago. And you even said, yeah, if you meet my kids, you'll see they have the same thing. And we talked about manners. We talked about just the...
yes, sir, no, sir, eye contact. Yeah, eye contact.
Handshakes.
Yeah.
Firm handshakes. I was teaching, young kids in hockey when I was coaching hockey. At the end of a practice or end of a game, I said, give me a firm handshake. And to this day, if I see a young guy or a girl that I coached, I still get that firm handshake. Matter of fact, now they try to break my hand.
Oh, yeah.
They remind them I'm old.
Yeah.
You know, people around here, Johnny Long of Chevrolet, don't want any broken bones in my right hand. Because why? I sign a lot of checks.
A handshake is an important, it's so important, and people don't understand how important it is. If a guy gives you the dead fish hand or the girl handshake, no, it's done.
We're done. You look at that person different, even though they probably
all of a sudden, he's on a separate list. He's on the dead fish handshake list, and that's not
how about
a good
if it's
one.
A dead and it's clammy.
Oh yeah, that's not good.
The worst.
Or if it's the sales guy who over colognes,
and
his hand, because he slapped on so much cologne, now your hand.
Or doesn't wash his hands
is
after
all
going
up.
To the bathroom.
Well, now, how would you know that?
If you're a coworker, that you know, you've been in the bathroom and you've seen them walk right out of the restroom.
You know what,
don't you want to say something like, hey,
yes,
get
absolutely.
Back here.
Yes.
You know,
what is
like
wrong
was,
with you?
You know, at the concert of Verizon and then Friday night, and there were a couple, I'm like, I almost want to say, okay, that's gross, okay? There's plenty of sinks, there's plenty of soap, there's plenty of paper towels or hand drying. I mean,
Here's this is kind of interesting. It's weird, but it's interesting. We had a guy who used to work here, and these guys know who I'm talking about. We called him the clogger. He was always clogging up the toilet. And I didn't want to shake that guy's hand just because he was the clogger. It had nothing to do with whether or not he washed his hands. I just always looked at him and thought, he's the clogger. and I didn't want to shake his hand.
Oh, 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 they're calling the clogger.
Hey, you know, there's a song called The Rapper.
Yeah.
You remember that song?
Yeah.
From the early 70s. Rap, 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 they call him The Rapper. Rapper. It was just a ridiculous song, but I, for some reason I remember it. It stuck in my head. So everybody seems to think it's interesting to ask people what you did on Father's Day. So what'd you do?
None of your business.
Okay. That's, you know what? That's a great. I think that's a great answer.
Had a great day. Got to chase Mimi Landoff around to Parra Park, one of the really more awesome. There's so many great parks in our community, in our area. Forest Park being my absolute favorite. The Parra Park is just another gem. If you haven't been there, just it's about a little over 1 mile on the outside track. It was just, it's always packed with people. So I chased her for about 4 miles around that and wanted to lay down and die after that little quick run. But no, we just hung out together.
Well,
and,
you know.
Boys, two of my boys, Timmy and Sam, took me to a brunch. Mimi said, nope, the boys want to take you. And she stayed and prepared an awesome meal that we had last night. And it was just a great day.
You know why she does the running thing with you? It makes you chase her. Because she's trying to tire you out so you'll be too tired for, you know, the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the headache deal. Instead of a headache, she just runs you down. So you're
not
just exhausted. Well, I'm telling you. I think that's her plan.
To keep me in shape and keep me around for a long time to come because she's like absolutely crazy about me.
Mm-hmm. Well, who wouldn't be? Crazy. I mean,
when we're together, you see how she looks at me.
Yeah, I
There's
do.
No denying. There is no denying that look. Kind of the same look that I see your wife give you.
Wow.
Yeah, he couldn't say it without laughing.
That look that she gives you,
buddy. He couldn't say it without laughing.
But we had many, many, many AM and the PM customers this weekend, almost too many to mention, and business is brisk. So we really are. We're having a great, great, great month of June, and we're excited about the rest of this month. We're about halfway through, and this is kind of the best part of the month because, as we all know, when we set out to do something, which let's say people said, you know what, we're going to go buy that new car truck from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet or that newer pre-owned vehicle, they all kind of wait until the end. We will be here with our arms open. We can't wait. We're open late tonight. There is there's a lot of great inventory to look at. We've talked about the option of leasing. It's becoming more and more popular. More consumers are looking at, you know, basically a lease is you pay for what you use. So when you do a 60-month or a 72-month purchase, you know, you don't own that car until you make that last payment. On a lease, you know, General Motors with GMF, General Motors Financial, the finance source, the lease source, $149 a month for a Chevy Cruze. That is 36 months at $12,000 lease. $189 on a Malibu lease, 36 months, 12,000 miles. Or take your pick, Impala or Equinox, $249 a month, 36 months, lease, 12,000 miles a year. If you need to go 15 or 17,000 miles, it's better to do the extra miles up front. The penalty for going over is a little bit more expensive than if you build it into your lease. So got a lot of great lease specialists here. The new car side, Pat Piper. The new truck side, Mark Thornton, Mike Price, and the team, and Chip Unterberg. What a great last name, Unterberg, the internet manager. So a lot of people shopping online. So give us a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or 24/7/365 at Landoff.com. Everything's online, price to sell. And you're wondering why I'm rushing, why I want to get up the air, besides talking to someone else.
I thought you were Macedonian. I didn't know you were Russian. See what I did there?
Right.
See what I did?
That's good.
Yeah, I did that. Oh. Yeah, you're pretty funny.
Yeah, thank you.
Not. All but right. got a big soccer game coming up right now.
Okay? Oh, yeah, U.S.
Right, you can watch that
go
for
up.
Me.
Go USA.
All right, get ready for the business. It's coming your way, okay?
Can't wait.
All right, John.
Thanks, Frank. See you guys. Bye-bye.
He did the duck laugh. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
He can't help it. That's a signature for him. We're coming back. Don't go away. Big 550 KTRS.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we did have an accident on northbound 270 north of Dorset that was blocking lanes. They've since moved it off to the right shoulder, but traffic is pretty well jammed up just north of Olive all the way up through Dorset. We have a report of an accident now on westbound 44 at the 161-mile marker, and that's at Allenton Six Flags. Southbound 270 is running slow in pockets between Page down through Doherty Ferry. Now, because of this accident on northbound 270, eastbound 270 is just a little bit heavy between 170 and West Florissant. Westbound 40 now, stop and go from Kings Highway through McCausland. That's causing southbound 170 to be slowing now from Ladue down through Highway 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by Purolator Filters. Purolator invented the oil filter 90 years ago right here in the USA. And they've been trusted by professionals and do-it-yourselfers to keep it pure ever since. Purolator, keep it pure. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This station is live, local talk. That means local St. Louisans talking to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
How long have you been suffering with your sinus problem? Dr. Karen Boone and Metro Sinus can help. You see, Dr. Karen Boone and her partner are the region's first certified and most experienced in a new procedure called balloon sinuplasty. Now, it sounds worse than it is. In fact, it's a very simple procedure. Minimal downtime. It restores the normal sinus function by permanently enlarging the drainage pathways of your sinuses. So within 24 to 48 hours, you are back up on your feet and your sinus problems are gone for good. Dr. Karen Boone is the most experienced and the first certified, along with her partner, MetroSinus.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way, but maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinuplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com. Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Mr. Shannon, you got one heck of a life. Man, you're always so upbeat. What's your secret?
Secret? What secret?
Well, I guess it's the secret to life.
There's no secret to me, Eddie. I like to have fun and never take myself too seriously. And it looks like that's exactly what happens at Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Well, what exactly do you mean?
Well, I don't know of a much livelier and fun place to enjoy with friends than the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air. You've got the coldest beer in town, the tastiest and the cheapest eats. I mean, nothing puts a smile on your face like your peel and eat shrimp or that Fat Eddie burger. You certainly can enjoy life much more than when you're out on that big, huge patio of yours enjoying a nice, cold frosty one, listening to live music, or watching the ball game on all of those flat screens.
Well, I certainly hope that secret gets out.
Find the secret to life at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. If you're 21 and you're in the mood, come by today and check them out online at FastEddie'sBonAir.com.
Have you been thinking about creating your dream kitchen, bath, or addition? Call Home Solutions today and have their design team guide you towards an affordable solution to give you what you have been dreaming about for years. Take advantage of free granite or onyx while supplies last with new cabinetry for your kitchen or bath remodel. They feature a large selection of the most popular colors and styles of granite countertops while supplies last. Your new kitchen or bath will be designed to the last detail using their state-of-the-art 3D imagery so you can see everything before you order anything. Home Solutions design team is very professional and they offer free designs and free estimates. Being fully accredited with the Better Business Bureau means you can trust your project with Home Solutions. Call Home Solutions today for your free design and estimate at 314-821-4949 or click homesolutionsstl.com or visit their design center on Manchester Road in De Pere, just 1/2 mile east of 270. Call today and ask how you can get free countertops for your kitchen or bath. 314-821-4949.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, N629. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Hey, you folks wanted some up-tempo music. Here it is. This will get you going. Get you moving. You thought you were tired and run down?
this is ELO.
Very good, Dan. Bill Clevelin will be here shortly. We're running a commercial, and I'm not going to get into who it's for or any of that, because you know, the truth is sometimes people here read commercials because they were given to them to read like that, but it says something about a special that's $99, and the person actually says, $99, well, that's under $100.
I've heard that. I've heard that one.
Is that the best news? $99. We're running a special. Is
why,
that
that's
one?
Less than $100.
It looks like we're running a special.
We need that guy back.
I know.
We have a bunch of stuff to talk about. You don't want to miss the Playhouse today. And a long overdue joke that we haven't told for a while. Have I got a couple of minutes here? I did something kind of stupid today at home. I was getting ready to take a shower. And I have no clothes on. I mean, not a stitch of clothing. And I looked out the window, and I saw this black snake in the backyard. And I thought, I don't want him coming in the house, because we've had a couple of get in the garage or something. So I went outside with not any clothes on, with a snow shovel. I know. And I thought about this after I did it. I ran around the back of the house, and I'm getting this snake away from the house into the woods. And I thought, what if I had a heart attack or something happened where I cramped or I fell? And here I am, big, fat, naked guy.
With a shovel in your hand.
With a snow shovel. Now, how do you explain this?
Right. Well, everybody for the rest of their lives would try to figure out
what he did have a snow shovel in a 93-degree day, no clothes on. I'm not kidding. After I got back in the house, I thought, well, this is the dumbest thing.
And the snake looked up and said, what do you expect to do with that?
But seriously, they would never know about the snake.
The snake would be gone.
Dead fat guy with a snow shovel, still grasping a snow shovel. You're right. Till the end of time, my kids would sit around and ponder why was Dad in the backyard nude with a snow shovel.
We'd have to tell the story on the air too.
Yeah, the mystery of all mysteries.
We have no idea why he had a snow shovel.
The interesting part.
Or I thought, what if the UPS
shower was still running?
Yeah. What if the UPS guy
the shower
pulled in the driveway to deliver something, and I had just at that moment come around the house with naked with a snow shovel? What do you say? Just put it down. I'll get it in a minute. And then he's going to speed away thinking this guy's out of his mind. I had
cops.
To share that
Little
with you
did
because
they know his web search history revealed.
We found some where he had visited in the history of the browser, some kinky snow shovel nudist sites.
Fascinating shovels, the shovel snake sex website.
Yeah. A bizarre fetish that few people can relate to. But I was standing there with that shovel, and I thought, well, look how ridiculous I look out here. And I don't know. Sometimes you do crazy. If I took the time to put something on, the snake would have gotten away. And he might have come in the basement or something. So I wanted to get rid of him, get him out there.
Did you get rid of him then?
Oh, yeah. I tossed him out into the woods. And
what if you'd have picked him up and then he'd have bitten on the wiener.
Oh, my goodness. I thought about that.
Slipped off the shovel. And
bitten in that joke, you're going to die.
Yeah.
The snake bites you in the testicle or something. I thought about that, too. Let's talk about the great AT&T U-verse and how if you can get it, you should get it. I can't. They don't run it where I live because I'm in the woods where you can go outside with no clothes on with a snow shovel. But you probably are in because most of you are in an area where you can get AT&T U-verse. If you're a sports fan, the Southeastern Conference, check this out, August 14th. You'll be able to start watching the SEC college teams on the SEC network. You can watch it at home. You can watch it on your tablet, your smartphone. This is a college sports person's dream because you're talking about 1,000 live events, including 45 football games. 1,000. You don't have to connect to a TV outlet. You have the freedom to move the TV outside. You can watch the team next to the barbecue grill if you want to. The U-verse Total Home DVR lets you record up to 4 shows at once. I can't do that. I have one of the dish systems, and I can't do the 4 at once thing. So you keep up with the other shows while you're watching the SEC network. Give you a number to call, and it's an easy one to remember. 877-ONLY-ATT. That's 877-ONLY-ATT. You'll find that number at frankopinion.com under sponsors. Just click on sponsors, and there's that phone number. Toll-free number. Give them a call. Find out more. And ask them about the deal now where you get the same great price for 2 years. Same price for 2 years. You can visit the AT&T store or go to att.com/SEC network. 877-ONLY-ATT. Meep, meep.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Things really getting congested because of this crash on westbound 44 just past Six Flags. Only the left lane was getting through at last check, and traffic is backed up between 1 and 2 miles now. They're still working with the accident northbound 270 north of Dorset. It is on the right shoulder, but boy, things are really bunching up between Ladue all the way up through Dorset. Now, traveling eastbound 270 is starting to get stopped up from east of McDonald through New Florist, and westbound 40, the usual Kings Highway through McCall. Osland, 270 through Mason, you're slow from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40, I guess it's baseball traffic. You're pretty stacked up from Clarkson to 270 and then getting heavy from 170 through Big Bend. This report brought to you by Nexium 24-Hour. Now, for the first time ever, the purple pill is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. Introducing Nexium 24-Hour. This is Nexium-level protection. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Wednesday, June 18th at 8.05 p.m., the Redbirds take on Salt Lake City on KTRS, your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
It's time to start thinking about the summer. It's time to start thinking about your deck. It's time to start thinking about outdoor living. Outdoor Living has a showroom with 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screen porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms. Outdoor Living is the only lumber yard to supply all of the decking materials used for the projects, and they also offer professional-grade material. Outdoor Living also stocks TimberTech decking. It's a composite cap with a polymer shell. What does that mean? It means it's low maintenance, scratch resistant, and comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. It also comes in a variety of colors. Complete your deck with TimberTech railing, and don't forget the lights. Where do you check it out? Outdoor Living, Highway 44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com. For all of your outdoor needs, it's OutdoorLivingInc.com.
There's something special happening at Northwest Healthcare. From the compassion of our emergency department staff, to the rapid results from our imaging and lab facilities, to the comfort and convenience of our campus on Graham Road, we're using our extraordinary experience to create extraordinary experiences every day. Visit ChristianHospital.org to learn more. Northwest Healthcare. Member BJC Healthcare.
St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limperst and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi. It's free, it's a great app, and a great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah!
Hello, everybody!
Hello, Bill. Are you in town or on the road?
No, I'm here in beautiful downtown St. Louis. Thank
okay.
you very much.
All right.
Hey, real quick, I want to thank all of the listeners. Everybody was very nice on Friday. Friday we had a young girl on the air as a guest, Frank, that I met in the Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. You'll love this story. She plays banjo at Dollywood. She's tremendously talented, but a ton of people went online and watched the video, and her mom sent me a really sweet note over the weekend that apparently it made this girl's weekend. And just
now, how old is this girl?
13 years old. Her name's Willow Osborne. Yeah, you would absolutely love the story, didn't you?
What a great name for Pigeon Forge, Willow.
Yes, it was. So, thank you to everybody that went on the website.
She was also very articulate too.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't believe she was 13 if you didn't know ahead of time.
I'll watch for that.
Well, no injuries were reported Friday after a driver crashed into the lobby of CNN. Ooh. In Atlanta, and boy, you know, they wonder why their ratings are in the toilet. You know who broke the story? Fox News.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Right in their own lobby. And in the recent interview, President Obama said when he leaves office, he wants to end up doing nothing, maybe on a beach somewhere drinking from a coconut. So, in other words, he left office 3 years ago.
Whoa!
And finally, this afternoon... Well, Russian President Vladimir Putin recently accused Prince Charles of, quote, unroyal behavior.
Ooh.
Not exactly sure what he did, but maybe something like applying for a job.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's not royal-like.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab. Laclede Cab, of course, the AM and the PM cab company in downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
The one and only, the great Bill Cleveland. Good Playhouse coming. I got some good stuff for you and a good old joke we haven't done for a while. Stay right where you are. 5 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantor.